is nou 9:00.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 32. Die organisasie teen belastingmisbruik het 'n vennootskap met die parlement aangegaan om openbare betrokkenheid by die wetgewende proses te verbeter. Die samewerking moet deursigtigheid verbeter. Natas se woordvoerder Robert Pence hoop die samewerking sal inklusiewe dialoog tussen die publiek en wetgewers bevorder.
Parliamentary oversight is essential for democracy, but it cannot succeed without the active involvement of civil society. Civil society organizations bring unique value to this collaboration through grassroots engagement, community-level insights, research and advocacy. This provides opportunities for joint problem-solving.
Die minister van Binnelandse Sake, Leon Schreiber, het die Zimbabwean uitstelpermit verleng tot die 28ste November volgende jaar. Die omstrede wetgewing is gister in die staatskoerant gepubliseer. Cliff Shiku berig.
In April last year, the Helen Suzman Foundation challenged the decision by government to terminate the ZEPs affecting about 178,000 Zimbabweans who have lived and worked in South Africa for over a decade. The extension means no holder of a ZEP may be arrested, deported, or be detained for not having any valid exemption certificate. The holder of an exemption certificate may be allowed to enter or depart South Africa if they have the relevant documents. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die DA doen 'n beroep op president Cyril Ramaphosa om 'n verslag bekend te maak van minister van Justisie Thembi Simelane oor 'n omstrede lening wat verbind is aan die WBS Mutual Bank. Die DA sê hy het 'n aansoek gedoen volgens die promosie van toegang tot inligting wetgewing om toegang tot die verslag te kry. Mangaliso Khumalo berig.
Simelane has faced criticism over 500,000 loans she received from Gundo Wealth Solutions while serving as Bulukane mayor. She has denied benefiting from the looting of VBS and says she was not involved in appointing Gundo Wealth Solutions. DA Member of Parliament Glenys Breytenberg says the request is in the public interest to ensure transparency and allow South Africans to access the facts.
Almost 3 months later, the President is still considering the report. The PIA process seems to be the only way to get the answers that South Africa needs. Every day without action further damages the integrity of our justice system and legal institution.
Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
En in Nigerië het 'n boot omgeslaan en het minstens 27 mense se lewens geëis terwyl talle steeds vermis word. Die voorval gister is die jongste en dit is steeds onseker hoeveel passasiere op die boot was. Volgens die Rooi Kruis het die boot meer as 50 mense aan boord gehad. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, top story this hour. Alta enters agreement with Parliament to improve legislative process.
One radio legend. Every Saturday from 7 to 10. Weekend breakfast with Alex J. Jacaranda FM.
Thank you.